And now this is a dictation for Emilet, E-M-I-L-E-T-T, Berger, B-E-R-G-E-R, August 12, 81. Addressed as a letter to Dr. Abid, A-B-I-D, Khan, K-H-A-N, A-0-2-5-0-A-3. Dear Dr. Khan, follow up for Emilet, who has IgM nephropathy, biopsy proven with progressive renal failure, last visit, March. She missed appointment in December. Recently, emergency room, because of abnormal labs, I discussed with emergency room doctor. She received 2 units of packet of red blood cells. She denies any gastrointestinal bleeding. She has prior hysterectomy, so there is no menstrual periods. She tested positive for COVID. She's in isolation. We finished doing this telemedicine. She says to be feeling well, denies vomiting, denies diarrhea, bleeding, or decreasing urination, no infection, no edema, no chest pain palpitation, some cough and upper respiratory symptoms is slowly improving, some yellowish sputum without any blood, no pleuritic discomfort. I reviewed the most recent chemistries. Creatinine at 5, representing GFR of 10, stage 5. Normal sodium, upper potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, normal nutrition, calcium, hemoglobin 6.2, normal white blood cell platelet, phosphorus was not done. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. We have a long discussion again about starting dialysis. She has failed to go to the dialysis class that we normally do, despite advising her multiple times to do it. She has failed to do an AV fistula. She has chosen to do peritoneal dialysis, and we arrange for placement of the catheter by interventional radiologist this Monday, February the 3rd. She understands that the dialysis catheter will be placed and let it heal for about 7-10 days before starting the training. We have notified home dialysis nurse to do appropriate education and home visit. I encourage her to do AV fistula. I encourage her to explore renal transplant. She will repeat chemistries this week Thursday and do EPO treatment. She was not able to use calcium acetate because of the expenses of the phosphorus binders. I'm requesting her to start taking TAMS, 1,000 milligrams each meal. She will continue pressing blood pressure medications, presently not on ACE inhibitors or ARBs. It's my understanding that she's going back to her work on the next 1 or 2 days. We did some iron infusion back in September, October. This was a prolonged visit. Next time I will see her will be already on home dialysis. I explained the benefits of home peritoneal dialysis versus in-center. She understands always the risk for peritonitis. End of dictation.